If I ruled the world.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Queen Series podcast, proudly sponsored by the Black Business and Professionals Association. I am your host, Elena Christine. And listen, last week I gave you an episode with Nichelle Bartley of Money Basics, and my edges are still growing back. We had a conversation all about money, all about how to keep that money in your pocket. So if you haven't listened to that, I highly suggest that you go ahead and do that, like and rate that episode. It was amazing. So this week I've been compelled, really, I've been drawn to talk to you about something that has been weighing heavily on me and also weighing heavily on others. The more people I talk to, the more people can relate to this. So I wanted to talk about it. That is asking for help. Y'all, listen, it's 2019. We have to get rid of this misconception that Black women or women of color don't need any help. That's false. We need help. In fact, it's a very natural thing to ask for help as well. I mean, think about it. When we were babies, when we were children, it was part of us to just cry when we needed our mothers or somebody to help us out. Now, we have developed the language, so we don't need to quite cry anymore, but we still require the same amount of help. In fact, I want to break it down to this. If you don't ask for help, you won't be successful. And I say that because truly, if you don't ask for help, you won't be successful. The most successful people in business, the most successful entrepreneurs, the most successful people in life have mastered the art of asking for help, and they aren't held back by the stigma or the stereotype that they don't need any help. Needing help has been talked about in our culture as a weakness, right? We want to maintain this idea of self-reliance, that we can do everything, that we can carry the weight of the world on our shoulders without hesitation. Although that might be impressive to visualize, we know that that's just not a reality for us. And because it's not a reality for us, we need to start shifting the conversation from I'm a strong Black woman and I don't need a help from anybody to here's how we can help each other. So giving this conversation a little bit of context, I actually was in a situation recently where I offered my help to somebody who was glad to take it. And this person was another Black woman, and I can see it in her eyes that she needed help from someone. I said, you know what? Cool. This is a lesson that I need to learn at this moment. And anything that happens to me in life, I always take it as lessons. So when I saw her in distress, I said, how can I help you and what can I do for you to make your life easier? And then we had a really honest conversation. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, stumbling through it and it was really difficult. But once we got down to it, I said, cool. I was able to offer a couple viable solutions in order to make this process easier, and that I did. So at the end of it, the outcome was very positive, and I was able to step in and help someone who otherwise wouldn't have asked for help and would have just struggled through it, which, you know, is unnecessary. So in shifting the conversation, in talking about ways that we can help each other, let's begin with this idea of, one, the very basis of the fact that we need help. So studies have shown that this idea of needing help, as I mentioned, stems from us as babies. So when we're babies, all we can do is cry, right? And our moms are right there to give us food, to change our diapers, etc. We cry when we need help, and it's a very natural thing to need help. Moving into society, as we grow older, we are colored with perceptions and stereotypes and stigmas and etc. that we don't get to define ourselves as, but are just placed on us. And unfortunately, one of those false narratives that have been placed on us as strong women is that we have to be strong all the time, almost in a way that we can't ever show an emotion, because us showing emotions is a sign of weakness. And we have to maintain a poker face in life because that's just the cards that we were dealt with. Now, I personally have experienced this, and talking about this concept of asking for help, I'm currently in the stage where I'm just like, listen, I can't do everything by myself, especially when it comes to building businesses, new projects. I'm like, who can I call on to ask for help? So one of the things about being an entrepreneur or being a business owner is getting to a place where you don't know everything. And I think that I've talked about this in a number of different occasions on the show where it's like Danielle Spencer was just like, oh, I don't know a lot of things. And that's okay. Because we assume that because people own businesses that they have everything figured out. But no, that's not the case. If I'm good at marketing and you're good at economics and forecasting, we can join our forces together to create amazing things, right? That doesn't mean that because I'm not good at forecasting or you're not good at digital marketing that we can't work together. Because at the end of the day, we should have a common goal, and that's to succeed. But if I wasn't good at numbers and I said, hey, I'm just not good at numbers, that can't be the rest of the story, because what happens is that now I lack in an area that I don't need to, and I could have just solved that problem by asking somebody for help. One of the biggest things with that is that that is a learned process. That is not our default wiring, because society has told us that we shouldn't ask for help. Another thing that we have to start talking about is this illusion of transparency, this idea that you can see when we need help and when we don't. That's false. So you might be on the inside crying or screaming for somebody to come and help you out, but you can't assume that because you think that you're projecting that energy, that somebody will come around and pick up on it and say, hey, let me help you. That's just not true. The best way to ask for help is to literally ask for the help that you need. There is no other way to do it other than to just say, I need help. How can you help me? And it is uncomfortable and it can be awkward because, again, you know, this idea that we are just resilient by nature, we just have everything figured out, is there. But once you get to a point where you don't have to hide behind what society tells you that you are, and once you're comfortable in the definition that you set for yourself, then you can begin to understand and see, oh, okay, I need this help and here's how I ask. So never assume that the help that you need is written all over your face and is in your body language and is even in your tears. Just assume that people don't really understand what it is that you need and try to make it easier for them to understand. And the easiest way that you can do that is by simply using your words, I need help. I need help. I need help. And if that evokes a sense of just, you know, fearfulness or discomfort, it's okay, because if you're not used to doing it a lot, of course, a lot of those emotions are going to come and manifest in ways that maybe you haven't dealt with before. But in the end, you'll be better off because you actually articulated what it is that you need. So another point that I want to bring up in terms of asking for help, anybody that respects you now will respect you even more for asking for help because you had the vocabulary and the words and the courage to ask for that help. No one's going to stop liking you, trust me. No one is going to look at you sideways because you asked for help. And you can't live life in fear of asking for that help because you're unsure of how the receiving person will react to that. The reaction to how people are with when you ask for help is none of your business, right? Because people will either have the capacity to help you or they won't. But you can't assume that just because you have asked that they won't like you. That's just a false misconception. And that'll actually end up hurting you more so in the long run than in the short term. So just understand that the person that you are will not change in the eyes of the person that you're asking for help from. Because if they liked you before, they're going to like you after. And if they don't like you after you ask for that help, then you need to reevaluate that relationship. And in asking for help, because you know that they're going to like you regardless, don't be over-apologetic. Don't say sorry 100,000 times. Just accept the help that they're willing to give you. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't do you any justice to say, hi, sorry to bother you. Because if you think that you're bothering someone or you think that you're becoming a burden on someone, then there's still an unlearning process that you have to come to terms with. Remember, if you don't ask for help, you will not succeed. So if you are stuck on this idea of saying sorry for asking for that help, then you're already establishing that you are a burden, and you're projecting that idea of yourself as a burden onto the person who's offering you that help, or you're the person that you're asking for that help. So don't do that. Instead, talk to them very clearly about what it is that you need from them. Very clearly. In fact, shout out to Bundles the Billionaire, actually, on Instagram, because I just hit him up randomly. We've been following each other for years now. Never had any interactions, but this dude, I was like, hey, you know, I've got a project going on and I need your help. And he's like, let me hear it. How can I help you? And I'm like, yo, this is the kind of quality that I need, like this. So anyway, I digress. Shout out to Bundles the Billionaire, though, because he really came through. But when you are asking for help, give them the details. Tell them exactly what it is that you need. Break it down in terms of A, B, and C if it helps. Say, hey, I have this problem. So state the issue. Then talk about, I need this in return. So I have this problem and I've been thinking about it in these three ways, right? So this is what I need. That's the conclusion. So you can even break it down in terms of that. Break it down in terms of what exactly you're asking for, and the more details, the better. Because when somebody is clearer on the vision that you have, then it'll serve you a lot more in the long run when they are like, okay, I can help you because I clearly understand what your ask is. And it doesn't matter who you're in front of. Like, I want to give the example of this. If you're talking to Barack Obama, right, versus your friend, and you're asking both of them for help, you could be asking them for the same thing, actually. If I'm sitting here with Barack, I know that his time is precious, and I know that he's got a lot to do, so I want to get straight to the point. Same thing for your friend. Because you value their time, and because you want their best insight, you're not going to beat around the bush. You're just going to ask them straight up to the point. Hey, this is what I need help with. Can you help me? Yay or nay, period. Which then leads me to, after you've told them about what exactly your problem is and what kind of help you're looking for, this idea of reciprocity. Like, reciprocity is essential and is important. I talk a lot about reciprocity in my relationships, my friendships, etc. But in terms of asking for help, do not establish this based on, if you help me with this, I'll help you with this. Because that's really not how that should work. If somebody is in their capacity to help you, they'll tell you. If they're not in their capacity to help you, they'll tell you. And it doesn't have to be this, you do something for me, I do something for you. Because in your time of need, in your darkest places, you might feel like because you don't have anything to offer, then you can't ask for help. And that's a misconception. Absolutely a misconception. So what you have to do is say, hey, I need your help with this. And the person is not going to do it because they need help with something of yours as well. They're going to do it because they have their capacity to do so. Also, when asking for help, whether it be Barack Obama or whether it be a friend, ask them why you chose them specifically for the help, right? Like, it helps to say, hey, I'm asking you for help because you have expertise in finance, or you have expertise in economics, or you've been through this before, and I remember you telling me that you've made it out. So what are some of the things and the strategies that you implemented in order to dig yourself out of the hole that you were in? And I think that that's super important because it'll give a frame of reference to the person that you're asking for help to. So if somebody comes to me and they're like, hey, Elena, I think that you'd be awesome to help me with this because you have expertise in X, Y, and Z, I'd be more inclined to use the knowledge that I have in the subject matter in order to offer my services or my help. Because I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And here's how I would go about it if I were you, right? So I think that that being direct and also telling them why you chose them as opposed to anybody else you could have chosen will be helpful, because it'll gauge and play on the expertise of the person that you're asking for. And then it's also this narrative of, I'm not going to ask anybody for help because they have so much more to do than to help me. Like, that's just sad. Because if your relationship with someone is built around this foundation of, I am less than, or I am not important, then what you have to do is really look internally at yourself and ask yourself, why do you think that you're any less deserving of help than anybody else? Like, why do you think that your help and you needing help will make you less of a person when it's in our nature to ask and need help. You also might be rooting yourself in this idea that I don't have time. I don't have time to ask for help. Problems are piling up, the bills are piling up, etc. These problems that are just way too big to solve, and I need to solve them by myself because I don't have time to source people for help. That, my friend, is the recipe for failure. The recipe for failure. If you haven't built a solid foundation of people that are around you that can offer you their help and insight, then you have to start with trying to build that network of people. Like, you can't have all of these people around you and also say that you don't have anybody to help you. If that's the case, then you have to reevaluate those who are around you and make it so that they will actually prove to benefit you more so. Going back to this idea of reciprocity, it's not a transactional thing. Asking for help is not transactional and should never be. You can say down the line, if I ask this person for help and they are willing to help me, then when they ever have things that they need help with, they can say, I'm coming to you based on your expertise in X, Y, and Z, and that's why I am calling on you to help me. So when you're in that kind of position, then it is reciprocal, but it's not reciprocated in a way that is transactional, if that makes sense. So you're not using them just because you're looking for something in return or they're looking for something in return, but you know down the line that you can offer them something potentially because that's just the way that your relationship is. Now, summing up all of the things that I touched on, I just want to further express how important it is for us to ask each other for help, for us to ask and build networks of people that can help us. If you think you can go farther alone, you are wrong. If you think that you can carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, you are wrong. Do not allow society to dictate how you move and how you ask for help. Do not allow society to box you in and make you feel like you aren't worthy for the help that you seek. I think that it's really important for us to understand that as Black women, as women of color, as a community, as a people, the best that we can do for each other is help each other. When we're learning all of our skills, we are so intelligent, we have all of this know-how. I think it's essential for us to not look up to see that who can help us to bring us to high places, but look around and see, oh, my girl in wellness can help me in this aspect, or my girl in finance can help me in terms of this. Look around at the people that can help us with what it is that we need help with. We have created networks and communities of really brilliant and strong people. We have the potential and the capacity to do incredible things if we also had the strength that it takes to ask for help. Think about all the successful people in the world that have banded together instead of individually to get to very high places. When you consider that all the people that have gotten to where they are have used and pulled on the resources from those around them, you will begin to understand why it's important to remember the African proverb that goes, if you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast, go alone. If there's anything that you take from this episode of the Queen Series podcast, it is successful people ask for help. And if you don't ask, you will not succeed. So that was on my heart to share with you. Thank you so much for listening to the Queen Series podcast, the flagship program for the Teal Brain Podcast Network. If you like this episode of the Queen Series, rate us 5 stars. Also, check out our blog at readthequeenseries.com. Listen, we go farther together. So holler at me if you ever need any help. And if it is in my capacity to do so, I got you, girl. And I want to leave you with this. Queens, run the world.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby.